No one said love is easy. And in a highly competitive relationship with this kind of hardware, you never know when you're on thin ice.
We are an extremely competitive couple.
Anything that relates to food, he will win.
Yes.
Anything else, I'd like to think I will win.
We play like Bananagrams at our apartment, and that gets pretty heated. We're looking up each other's words to see if they're real words or not, so it's fun.
We race a lot.
Yeah. Let's go.
This weekend, before the Broncos return for the start of the offseason program, you'll find Michael Schofield cheering on his fiancée, Kendall Coyne, one of the best players on the U.S. women's hockey team, as she competes in the World Championships.
She's pretty good at hockey. Like, she won the Patty Cans, which is like equivalent to like the Heisman Trophy. So, I mean, it was just always fun to watch her play. Like, I was just always so excited. But I've never seen her play with the USA.
The two met 3 years ago, after Coyne had just won a silver medal in the 2014 Olympics. Schofield was getting ready for the draft.
We were both kind of college-age students working out together and working out with moms and stuff. So we're just kind of like, what do you do all day? And we're like, nothing. What do? Nothing. You want to do nothing together.
Yeah. So.
From there, they've been together, even out on the ice, as Schofield laced up the skates.
And one time she's like, let's just go on the ice. I'm like, okay. So we went on the ice and we were just, I don't know, it was fun. I picked it up. I feel like I'm okay at hockey. I'm getting better. She's taught me a lot.
But, I would say it was pretty quick.
I like to think I'm a pretty good athlete.
Kendall's been there for Michael, too. Saw him win a Super Bowl. And just a few months ago, she got a different sort of ring.
He wanted to pick up an ice cream cake for his mom's birthday. And I was like, I'm driving by the ice cream store. I can just pick it up. He's like, no, I want to pick it out. And I'm like, okay, like, whatever. So then we drove to the ice cream store to pick out his mom's cake. And we went up to a private room, which was really weird. And then I was like, what's going on? And then he was on one knee, so.
And she didn't see it coming. And it was this ice cream place. It's like a 100-year-old, like, homemade ice cream place. So we go there every so often whenever we go home. So it's like, it's a meaningful place to us, I guess.
We go there often.
Yeah.
She said yes. And the busy couple is now trying to plan a wedding. Even with the new football season around the corner and the Winter Olympics about a year away. Though that might help answer the one question that keeps getting between them.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna go here. Okay, we have this argument all the time. Is it harder to win the Super Bowl, harder to win an Olympic medal?
If you look at it, there's more people in the NFL than there are like US Olympians. So, I mean, it's tricky.
I don't know. We can go back and forth on it.
Yeah.
In Littleton, Phil Milani, Broncos TV.